for 11 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Man, when I say we're going to throw the doors wide open, I mean we're going to throw the doors wide open. Just during break, we took phone calls from Northern California wanting to know who could remodel their house. We're here for you, the Arizona homeowner. You can give us a ring by dialing 1-888-767-4348. Whatever it is having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a ring. We'd love to put our 45 years of home building and remodeling experience to work for you at your crib. Let's see what we can't do to help you out. We've always come to the broadcast with topics to get the conversation started, but you're welcome to join us with any question on any project that you might have. Today's topic that we're going to talk about in this particular hour, I still think we need to talk about sexing your zucchini. We didn't get to that last hour. Where else could you go other than Rosie on the House Saturday morning? Our newsletter to Sorita, Arizona, talked about sexing your zucchini. Critical information. Give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. We'll see what we can't do about putting our remodeling experience to work for you. We're talking about creating multi-use spaces at home for school and work. In our little remodeling company, Rosie Wright Remodeling, ever since about 2012, 13, 14, the biggest thing we've been asked to do over and over and over again is, Rosie, come to my property and tell me what is going to be the most efficient, economical way for me to turn this property into a multi-generational home, whether it's bringing mom or dad back home or kids moving back in. Without question, that's been the number one request the last 6 or 7 years. The last 3 or 4 months, it started changing. And our number one request right now is, if I'm going to turn into a homeschooler, or I'm going to turn into a digital executive from my home, come tell me what I can do with my house to make it more comfortable as a work environment or as a school environment. Absolutely our number one. So we've created an article today that you can get by going to our website, RosieOnTheHouse.com. Become a regular subscriber, and it'll come to your email box every single Thursday. Creating purposeful space for working and schooling at home. Jennifer did a ton of homework on this particular article.
Well, it was kind of close to home, really.
Hands-on homework.
Yes. So most important thing to start to get that done is to organize. So actually just went through that kind of with my mom. She's downsizing, so I was kind of in the midst of that organizing mindset, and talked to a friend, organizer Bridges, and she just always emphasizes that you start by, she likes you to pull everything out. Okay, so if you're staying in the home and you want to, let's say you want to do a, you've decided where you want to put that room for the homeschooling or the school or the work desk. So you look at that room. If it's a mess, go ahead and pull it all out. And then you decide, you divide it into four categories. You're going to keep it.
I don't think spouses should pull the other spouse's stuff out.
Do you want to argue on air?
There ought to be real strict guidelines about, I'll go through my stuff, you go through your stuff.
All right. So you have the keep pile, and then you have the other three piles that will have to have action, like donate, recycle, or trash. So you get all that taken care of. You get all that out of the house. Donate it away, take it away, give it away, whatever you're going to do with it. But everything you keep has to have a home. So that's kind of when, that's how you get started on setting up your space. You got to figure out where it's at, what you need to have. You know, are you working off of a laptop? do you have a PC? Do you have a printer? All that kind of stuff. And then go from there.
If you're going to reevaluate space usage, maximize your space by paring down your stuff.
Yeah, it's really hard to work in a cluttered environment. Some people have a higher tolerance than others, but especially if you've got kids at home, if you have all kinds of stuff in the room, it's going to be very distracting. The other thing that does is it kind of creates an anxiety level. If you have a lot of stuff in the way, you walk through that stuff and you think, oh, I have all this stuff to do. So it's distracting from the task at hand. So you want your work area to be very clean, very minimalist. And Romy's really good at that. He's always got his desk in order, and that keeps your mind from getting cluttered with all the other things you have to do.
Well, I think my favorite experience in homeschooling all of our kids wasn't the time we spent in the schoolroom. It was all the time we spent on field trips.
Yeah, that was Rosie's contribution to our homeschool was those field trips. That's the things the kids remember.
Real life experience.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
right.
Man. Homeschooling this F-250 right here. Let's go.
Well, the other thing that you did in our homeschool environment was you always included the kids with whatever you were doing. And we have a listener, Matt Fritzmiller, and every weekend he emails us or he calls us. He has a great website, a little blog, and he includes his kids and everything. So he was talking about during this time of being home with the kids, just including them, teaching them real life skills. You know, when you're really busy with school and stuff and activities, you don't have time to do the things that they're going to need later on. Teach them how to manage their money or teach them how to use a, you know, change the oil in their car or, you know, teach them how to use tools, teach them how to do their own chores. You're not just running around picking up after them. You're teaching them as you go. So you were always really good about that, including the kids. I saw Remy was learning some chores the other day, too. Romy's little guy. Driving the tractor.
Oh.
He's got some real life skills going on there.
Cut the yard. Save you some time.
Yeah, well, it won't be any time before he's running that bush hog. Go ahead.
I was going to say, when you call in, you'll get an auto attendant. Just hit one to bypass that message, and it'll get into you'll get into the studio. 1-888-767-4348. Text questions, 411-923. Or if you need to send an email, you can send that to info@rosieonthehouse.com.
And on this topic of assessing and pulling out all of your possessions, it may sound overwhelming. And I was teasing Jennifer a little bit about, you know, I don't think she should go through my stuff and I don't think I should go through her stuff. Jennifer will go through a room like a hurricane in 2 or 3 hours. I like to sit down in a chair and I go through one shelf a day. Reorganize the books. Oh, this book got out of place and put it over here. And when I read a book, I usually put a diary entry on the back page, so I get stuck reading that. And one of the things I thought was a little fun in helping my mother-in-law downsize recently is they would be doing the same thing. They would be going through the house, and then they would hit one object that held a particular memory. And then you had to relive that memory before you could decide what to do with it. It was great. Really, really great.
So you don't want to do that in a hurry. So you should not wait till it's time to move before you do that.
Yeah, I mean, your mom was a neat freak at her house. I mean, when the realtor walked through it, he basically said, there's nothing we have to do to this house. It's Mimi and Harrison just kept it in perfect shape.
Yeah.
But even in that condition, y'all found some things to recycle.
Still a lot of work, yeah.
So you never know. Jennifer says we need to move. Been in our house 30 years. No telling what we're going to find. Oh, man. So Bridges is her name and the name of her company.
Mm-hmm. Get organized with Bridges. Yeah, they just did a great job. She sent us three gals. They charge per hour per girl. And, man, what would have taken us a week, we got done in a day with my sister and myself. And we sat mom in a chair and we just kind of prayed her by these piles, you know, keep this, throw it. It's an emotional thing too, you know, going through your stuff and organizing. So it's quite the week, but very fulfilling afterwards.
But don't take it on. That was kind of a rush situation. So Jennifer and I have agreed we're going to start doing that at our house. But like I say, I'm going to do like one wall at a time, one wall at a time. Things that, because everything has a memory for me. I mean, oh, I was with Romy when we did this. And oh, I was with Romy when we did that. Oh, I can't get rid of this. Maximizing space at your home. Creating multi-use space at home for school and work. We basically turned our garage into what we call, what is now to this day still called the school room. Big overflow living room off the kitchen where the carport was, built a separate garage. And that worked really, really well, I thought.
That was before the days of mini splits, too, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. How did you cool it off? Was it the evap coolers? And
No. We evap cooled the garage, but
that's what I mean.
Yeah. But we had central air put on the house, of course.